Well, how does that feel to have created something like Vagina Monologues that was your voice to some degree? Certainly you were, you know, repeating other people's stories, and then see that become this whole thing where thousands of women have followed in your footsteps.
The whole thing's just a huge wonder to me on a lot of different levels. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it's been an amazing experience to think that the play, you know, this year in V-Day, we had 5,400 events in 1,800 places, and to think that it's being done in 142 countries where people, you know, are talking about vagina in languages that don't even have a word for vagina. It makes me incredibly hopeful about the solidarity of women around the planet and where we're connected. And I think in terms of V-Day and looking at the movement, you know, we've grown this massive movement in 15 years that's everywhere, and where women are really rising up and demanding an end to violence and fighting for justice and fighting for their rights. And that a play could have an impact on that is the most exciting thing in the world. I mean, I don't know what else we live for but that idea, you know. And I hope, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but if what we've seen in Paris and South Africa, and also this year, I think there were 500 book clubs of Emotional Creature. If what we've seen is the beginning of the next V-Girl movement, you know, and there's already thousands of girls signed up on the website who are now, you know, becoming self-empowered activists, I really hope that this play engenders a new movement of girls and boys who honor their girl, you know, because I think there is a girl cell in all of us. I don't think it's necessarily gendered. I think it's the part of us that's alive and intense and passionate and revolutionary and connected and really willing to go to extend it ourselves for change.
In Johannesburg, the relationship you had with the actors there, did that inform some of the stories?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the beautiful things that's happened in the whole development process is everywhere we've been, both the individual girls and the culture of where we've been has informed the piece. And one of the reasons I wanted to start in Africa is because I really see it as the heart of the world. And this piece is about the heart. It's about emotions. And I spent a lot of time in Africa, both in Congo and Kenya and a lot of other places where V-Day has projects. And it was amazing to begin in South Africa at the Market Theater, which was the theater which really fought apartheid and has this incredible political history. And we had fantastic girls there who were just so emotional and so intense and so in their bodies and in their spirits. And I actually wrote a piece for a girl there, which is called I'm Not What You Fear, which was a piece based on a horrible practice in South Africa called corrective rape, where young gay women are being raped to, quote, correct them. It's a horrible thing. And the girl I wrote it for was gay and had been raped herself. And it was a really exciting piece. It was a rap piece that I did for her there. And then she came to Paris and performed it there.
So at what point did you know there would be music?
Well, that's been the most wonderfully surprising thing about it. When we met Charles in South Africa, we just thought he would work with us on some incidental music that might run through the play, because we knew we wanted video and we knew we wanted some kind of movement, you know, because we wanted it to, it's about girls and girls are so in their body and they're so intense and they're so emotional and they're so rhythmic in the way they move through the world. And he was so amazing because he would just take a text of mine and he'd go, I'll see you tomorrow. And he'd come back with a song, you know? And so we just started creating these songs together and then created musical interludes. And it was so exciting for me because I have never written songs before. So just to be able to write songs and collaborate with him in that way was a wonderful experience. And he's massively talented, you know?
So is Emotional Creature a musical?
No, absolutely not. I don't like musicals. I never have. It's a play that has music. And I think music informs it the way girls are with music. You know, I hang out a lot with my 16-year-old granddaughter, and she'll be talking to you about global warming, and then the next thing you know, she'll be like on her headphones, and she'll be dancing and singing to something, and then she'll be talking about her toenail polish, and then she'll be obsessing about polar bears. And it's all within that breath of the way girls are. So I think songs appear and music appears just the way they do in the life of girls.
Did you learn things about girls that surprised you?
Well, I've been spending a lot of time researching girls for the last 5 years. So when I did that, I think one of the things I've seen about girls everywhere in the world is how fierce they are, fierce, how daring they are, how given even the slightest bit of encouragement to be their authentic selves, how amazing it is when they step into their authentic selves. And whether that's seeing a girl in Kenya who, you know, one of the stories is based on, who ran away to protect her clitoris and, at 14 and ran way out into the Mara, you know, where the lions and tigers are at night, and got to a safe house, or whether it's looking at, you know, Malaya Joya, who's one of my heroes in Afghanistan, who got elected to Loya Jirga and stood up to the Afghan raping warlords and called them raping warlords. And her life has been threatened, so much so that we're paying for her bodyguards, you know. So you look at these young, you know, or I look at Rachel Corrie, or I look at Anne Frank, or I look at Joan of Arc, or you look, just look at people historically, these young women who had visions and who had notions and who had something pulsing in them and some voice that told them that they needed to stand for something or do something, and they did it. And because they weren't at the point where people had talked them out of themselves and talked them out of what they instinctively understood about the world. And that spirit is what we need to, you know, catalyze and encourage and foster in all of us, but in particularly in young women.